Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jonathan Young, who's with OW Hospitality. You're in the UK today, right?
I am, Kemp.
Okay, so last week we were in Vegas. I want to talk to you a little bit about the show experience, but before we do that, let's ground our audience a little bit about you and your background. You spent a large part of your career as CEO with Brentons. And so you focused in this Axminster area for a long time. See, I think you've been focused in the hospitality market for about 25 years, right?
That's right, Kemp. I had two stints at Brentons, the most recent culminating as CEO. And in between squeezed, I spent time with Milliken on the hospitality side as well.
Let's talk about the market first. What kind of trends are you seeing in the hospitality market?
Well, first of all, I think there's no doubt that we're seeing the hospitality market in the U.S. particularly really pick up. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand from the obvious slowdown caused going back to now 2008, 2009. And whilst there still is not a lot of new hotel projects being developed in the US, there's a tremendous amount of renovation. I think secondly, and this is something that we've played towards very much, is that because of the fact that there's this need for renovation, we're seeing the project cycles shorten. So we're being asked to deliver carpet quicker, develop design schemes quicker than we have before. And as a result of that, you know, our business is growing.
That actually creates quite a challenge for you because most Axminster carpets are not built in the U.S. And so you've got kind of an overseas window to get the product to the site, right?
We do. But as you just stated, Axminster's got lots of different processes, all of which have a period of time, starting from the blending of yarn, then the dyeing of yarn, the setting up of the loom, the weaving, the finishing. So shipping's just part of that. And I think one of the things that we have been very careful to do since we came into the marketplace, recognizing that what we wanted to do was try and differentiate through the level of service we provided, is to ensure that we are cutting the amount of time in each of those processes to the minimum amount that we can. A lot of that is down to what we call back scheduling, where we're providing our clients with a very definitive timeline of how long it's going to take to produce carpet and when everything needs to get signed off in terms of design and color.
Most people know too, and let me just remind the audience that Axminster carpet has a much longer life cycle because of the way it's built, with the fact that it's woven. And it's used in the upper quality type hotels. It just has a richer feel to it, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, typically we're focusing our marketplace on the 4 and 5 star hotel properties. You're absolutely right. The big part of Axminster is the appearance retention. How long is it going to look good for a long period of time? So that's the key.
And also the ability to have large-scale patterns, right?
Yes, and that, if we're looking at other trends in terms of design, we have definitely seen a move towards larger-scale patterns. Everything that we do in Axminster has up to 16 colors, so use of a lot more color as well. I think you probably did see that at HD this year, is that you would see a lot more color being used in Axminster carpet patterns than perhaps you'd seen previously.
So you were at the show last week, and I guess you go to the show not only to interact with the big property end users, but also to interact with the designers that work in this category, right?
That's right, yes.
How did this show compare to other shows?
Well, I think actually for us, the show was hugely successful, but I felt that the traffic may have been a little bit lighter this year than it had been previously. Could have been part the location of our booth, but still a very successful show. And as you just said, Kemp, the great thing about HD is that you get a real cross-section of the hospitality industry. So you've got designers, you've got hotel groups, you've got hotel owners. That's really the great thing, is you're capturing people, not just from the U.S., but from international markets as well.
All right, so you had a collection that you rolled out. It's the Roger Thomas collection called Custom Tailored. I went to your space, and it looked like I'll have you describe it too, but from my perspective, it looked like a men's wardrobe, right?
Absolutely. Amy Jekyll, who's our design director in the U.S., designed the space. I think she did a fabulous job of creating effectively a menswear outlet. We obviously showcased the carpet so that the designs were very much based upon menswear, not just the tailored clothing, but if you also saw within the booth, there was sort of a display cabinet that would typically show scarves and ties in a menswear shop, and again had the smaller scale design showcased in sample form.
And the carpet, was that a houndstooth? I know there were several different patterns, but describe the patterns on the carpet.
Well, yes, a series of different designs. And actually, the carpet on the floor of the booth was a collage of many designs made up of the collection, one of which is a houndstooth design. And there are a number of variations of a houndstooth, different scales, different looks to it. The same with the plaids. We created a number of different scale and different versions of that particular design. And all of the designs within the collection were based upon Roger Thomas's sketchbook. What Roger does when he travels around the world is he takes a little sketchbook with him and he sketches elements of designs that he sees that he's going to use on projects. And they can be anything from light fixtures to pieces of furniture to just design styles. The design team took that sketchbook and helped develop the series of design collections within the collection.
And we should tell people who might not know, Roger Thomas is actually the interior designer for Wynn. Stephen Wynn is well known for his first big property was the Mirage, but he did the Bellagio. He's done the Wynn, the Encore. You're talking about opulence, outlandish, just beautiful hotels and casino gaming facilities. And this is actually his first carpet project, right?
It is, yes. Effectively, Roger, as you said, is the design director for Steve Wynn. And in fact, he's been working for Steve and has known Steve for many, many years. And without doubt, I think the Wynn and the Encore are probably the best properties in Las Vegas today. And it very much is based on luxury. And as you said, this is the first collection he has developed in collaboration with a carpet manufacturer like us.
And you actually had an event at HD last week, and he came to the event, right?
He did. He actually came both days, well, the first 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, but we had a specific event on Thursday at our booth. And if you were there or had been passing, you would have seen that we just got mobbed because he's a well-known person within the industry. In fact, he's a design icon in the industry, particularly in the gaming side of it. And so a lot of people want to meet him and interface with him. Yeah, it was very busy.
There's a magazine that talks about the top 100 designers, and he's in that group.
Yes, I'm not surprised at all.
How did this come about, this relationship with Roger Thomas?
Well, luckily, Kemp, 2 years ago, we worked on an event in conjunction with the HD show called Hospitality Giants. Mm-hmm. And Roger was the keynote presenter at that particular event, and we were a sponsor at that event. I was lucky enough to be able to spend some time with Roger at that time and started the initial conversation about the possibility of collaborating with him. And from there, our design team and his team took it on, and it went from there.
One last question. We're about to run out of time, but as you look at 2014 and onward, do you think this hospitality market from a flooring perspective is going to continue to be strong?
Yes, I do, Kemp, without doubt. It's definitely growing, particularly in the U.S., but even we've seen the Middle East come back with a vengeance as well in the last year or so. I'm hopeful for a few more years of continued growth yet.
Well, good to talk to you, Jonathan. Again, been talking to Jonathan Young with OW Hospitality, a division of Oriental Weavers, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.